Test 81, Section 3, Question 19. Now, this one we're looking for what is 100% proven by the passage or what can be properly inferred. And it says, any government practice that might facilitate abuse of power should not be undertaken except in cases where there's a compelling reason to do so. So if it could result in abuse of power, don't do it unless there's a compelling reason. Then it says, the keeping of government secrets is one such practice. Okay, so that's basically saying there is one practice. Though government officials are sometimes justified in keeping secrets, too often they keep secrets for insubstantial reasons, and in doing so they wind up enabling abuses of power. So basically it's talking about that this is a practice that has the potential that can facilitate abuse of power. And then it says, when government officials conceal from the public the very fact that they're keeping a secret, this practice opens up even greater opportunity for abuse. So essentially what this is saying is that unless there's compelling reasons to do this, then we probably shouldn't be keeping secrets, or the government shouldn't be keeping secrets. And that there's sometimes where they don't. So A, in most cases in which government officials conceal information, they're not justified. We don't know that it's most, we just know too often it happens, but we don't know that that's necessarily most. In those cases in which government officials have a compelling reason to keep a secret, doing so does not facilitate. We don't know what happens when they do have a compelling reason, just when they don't. A government official who justifiably keeps a secret should not conceal its existence without having a compelling reason to do so. And I paused here for a minute and I said, maybe. Because when you conceal that you have a secret, then that opens up the opportunity for abuse, and we know you shouldn't do that unless there's a compelling reason, so C seems pretty good. So D, government officials who conceal information without compelling reason are thereby guilty of abuse of power? No, it doesn't say that they are having an abuse of power, it's just that it opens things up to abuse of power. And then government officials should keep information secret only if doing so does not make it easier for those to abuse power. Well, no, because you also have the ability, the chance that it might be a compelling reason. And so C is going to end up being our correct response there, because we know that keeping a secret opens up opportunity for abuse, which makes it subject to the first sentence, that any government practice that might facilitate abuse shouldn't happen unless there's a compelling reason, and therefore C is perfectly proven by the argument.